On November 5th, Texas voters will have a say on an amendment to the state constitution. It would fund water infrastructure projects in response to the historic drought still affecting the state. Secretary of State John Steen has given that amendment a name. It will appear on the ballots as Proposition 6.
And it's imperative that we get this passed because it's going to be a way that we can fund the state water plan that's been in place since 1997 but has never been funded.
That's Republican State Senator Tommy Williams from the Woodlands. He wants to convince voters to support Proposition 6. Proposition 6 would allow roughly $2 billion from the state's rainy day fund to go into accounts set up for water projects.
And that'll completely fund a $50 billion program over 30 years.
He's part of a pact to convince them, as is Republican State Senator Troy Frazier from Horseshoe Bay. H2O for Texas is the name of the pact. Heather Harward is its executive director.
One of the grassroots efforts that we are employing is a public speaking tour throughout the state. So preparing for that in order to have the resources, educational resources available for those meetings is part of what we do on a daily basis.
And that requires funding from partners.
Ranging all the way from the Nature Conservancy to the Texas Oil and Gas Association.
Last week, another PAC called Water Texas came together. House Speaker Joe Strauss and Republican State Representative Alan Ritter are two of its leaders. Representative Ritter says they'll start up their efforts after the end of the third called session.
It's kind of hard to do anything when the masses are here in Austin trying to take care of the of business. So the effort is gearing up, and as soon as we're out of here, you'll see myself and the speaker and other people get involved and try to deliver the message across Texas.
Bill Hammond with the Texas Association of Business is a supporter of these PACs. He says delivering the message won't be done lightly.
The election is this fall, and it'll be an extremely low turnout election. The issue is to A, educate them, and B, annoy them until they get to the polls.
He says it's likely that conservative Texans who oppose the amendment will try to dissuade voters from taking money from the rainy day fund. It's considered the state's emergency bank account that's used to pay for things like damage from natural disasters. So far, no organized effort against the water fund has been made public. But most say it would be unwise to ramp up any efforts until after Labor Day, when the election will be that much closer. Veronica Zaragoza, KUT News.